The Willamette River Keeper is threatening to sue two pulp mills in the Willamette Valley for allegedly violating the Clean Water Act. OPB's Vince Patton was paddling with the River Keeper director when the water suddenly turned dark brown.
Three times in the past 3 weeks, paddlers have found a large pool of brown water in the Willamette River. It's always at the same spot, near Halsey, south of Corvallis.
There's a smell that smells of decay of some sort throughout the entire area.
Travis Williams is executive director of Willamette Riverkeeper. We were paddling with him for a separate story when we abruptly crossed from clear green water to cloudy brown.
This is actually, I think, one of the strangest things I've ever seen on the Willamette River. It just simply isn't right.
Williams has been back to the spot twice more. Each time he has found the foul-smelling brown pool covers about a third of the river and stretches downstream about three-quarters of a mile. The source is two pulp mills, which share a discharge pipe. Cascade Pacific Pulp and the smaller Georgia-Pacific operation have permits to treat their waste and release it into a mixing zone, where the river's highest flows will dilute it and carry it away. They are discharging a combined 1,700 pounds of suspended solids every day. But the river has washed in a new gravel bar, which blocks the current. The pollution is not being mixed as planned. Oregon's Department of Environmental Quality confirms this is the second summer in a row these two pulp mills have had troubles with the mixing zone.
It's not mixing as designed when the river was fully flowing across their outfall.
Steve Schnurbusch is DEQ's acting water quality manager. He says mixing zones, using rivers to dilute effluent, are a standard approach to dispersing pollution.
The faster you can get an effluent mixing in the stream, you know, whatever pollutants are left after treatment get diluted rapidly, and so there's less of an impact on aquatic life and people recreating in the stream.
Last year, the mills got a temporary permit to dig trenches in the new gravel bar to get more flow of the river across the discharge pipe. A Cascade Pacific pulp manager says the company is working with federal agencies for permits to more permanently change the river channel to ensure high flows. Riverkeeper Travis Williams objects. He says the pollution permits are based on a working mixing zone. His group intends to sue both mills for violating the Clean Water Act.
It seems like a system that's very flawed. The expectation shouldn't be every time that we go in and modify the river just because someone needs to discharge treated waste into the river.
A Georgia Pacific spokesman says its plant is small and doubts any of its discharge would carry any significant color. Both mills believe they are complying with the law. DEQ's Steve Schnurbusch has not been to the site to investigate, but he doubts there is any violation of the law.
We have looked into this ourselves, and we do not believe they're violating their permit, so we do not plan to take enforcement action at this time.
I think DEQ has it wrong, because this mixing zone is far larger in our estimation and our measurement than what is allowed in the permit.
Travis Williams says Willamette Riverkeeper has given the companies 60 days to respond before it files its lawsuit. Near Halsey, Oregon, I'm Vince Patton reporting.